Eyes narrowed, she turned to Jean, sparks practically flying off her fingers as she sighed. Is this some sort of joke on the new kid? If it is, I'm not laughing. The interpreter shook her head. I have no idea what he's talking about. Bert waited until the undersecretary looked at him again. Not a joke. History. But it's not really in the past. He paused. In the 70s, the CIA had a program to see if certain paranormal methods would have intelligence applications. One of these activities was remote viewing. Researchers would ask someone to envision a place or object which a sender would be looking at. In other experiments, they would put a photograph into an envelope and ask the person to describe the picture. In addition to remote viewers, they had other people with paranormal abilities. You name the talent, they had someone with it. He paused. Had she flinched when he said the last part? Is there something wrong? You look like you want to ask me a question. No. She shook her head and rubbed her little dog's floppy ears. The dog grinned at him as if sharing a secret. Please go on. The program continued for about 20 years. A large evaluation study found the results were positive. However, while the statistics were good, the intelligence wasn't detailed enough for practical uses in the field. The military picked up where the CIA left off. As far as the world was concerned, the Army, Air Force, and Defense Intelligence Agency discontinued their psychic soldier units a decade later. However, what really happened is they all went underground. She leaned forward. And? After 9-1-1, based on the top-secret recommendations of the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Committee on Homeland Security, those units were consolidated and moved under the department you now manage. You're in over your head, pretty lady. No one would fault you if you resigned. Then we could go for coffee or dinner. Ooh, knock it off, man. She's your boss. She studied him with a thoughtful expression. You mean you're psychic? He shook his head. Not me, but many of our special agents are, and much more. She fell back into the chair. I don't know what to say. This is most unexpected. I need time to process this. Glancing at Jean, who looked as if she'd had the wind knocked out of her also, she signed. Jean looks like she could use a break. She turned her probing gaze back to Bert. I want a complete inventory of your agent's talents by end of business day Monday. Since the day is Friday, it's plenty of time to pull it together. He bit his lower lip. An inventory? Were his agents in cans stored on shelves, waiting to be taken down and counted? Bert tried to make a joke. Is there something in particular you're looking for? Lost keys, perhaps? A line creased between her eyes. I never lose my keys. I'm here to do a job, Director Blackfeather. As Undersecretary of Management for the Department of Homeland Security, I'm accountable for billions of dollars. I take my responsibilities seriously. Every division, not just yours, is being asked to provide me with details of what I won't see in the financial statements, the accountant's footnotes, if you will. Rising, his new boss extended her hand and waited for him to return the gesture. One beat, two beats. Reluctantly, he reached out, accepting his small defeat. Maybe she's more like her mother than I thought. She clasped his big hand with her smaller one, and an electromagnetic charge pulsed between them. The hairs on the back of his neck stood up, and downy feathers began to poke at his collar. Her gaze bore into him, her mouth opened in an O, and her large blue eyes widened. After holding his hand for a length of time most people considered polite, she jerked out of his grasp, stared at her palm, and then back at him, as if momentarily stunned. First time he'd ever had that kind of effect on a woman, and the first time a woman had ever had that kind of effect on him. Something wrong? He signed. You okay? The undersecretary brushed her hair away from her face. I'm fine. A slight tremble in her hand belied her assurance.